In part one of this pair of stories, we heard from a landowner who may face a, quote, taking on his multi-generational farm in western Bath County. Dominion Transfer could use eminent domain to establish access to an easement for right-of-way. We also heard from a walker in the group walking the line into the heart of Virginia, who is learning a lot about regular citizens working together to make sure their voices are heard. The group's action is to raise awareness and to get to know the land, communities, and people who would be impacted by the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Here, in part two, Melissa Winder, one of the thru-hikers planning to end up at Union Grove Church in Buckingham County, shared some of her impressions in the first 2 days of the journey.
The terrain is nothing to sneeze at. We were saying that it looks so easy to draw a pipeline on a map, but when you're looking, you're actually feeling the terrain underneath your feet of where this thing is proposed to go. What an extraordinary endeavor, almost impossible.
On their first day, walking the line crossed Little Mountain and scrambled slowly down into Valley Center. After two more mountains, the Deerfield Valley, Hanky Mountain, Stanton, Waynesboro, and Stewart's Draft, they'll eventually reach Afton in the Blue Ridge before descending into the Piedmont. That's quite a few changes in elevation, and the walkers are getting to know them all well.
And in fact, Bill Limpert had us up on a ridge, and he was explaining how if the pipeline is to be built, they're going to have to create 150-foot flat space. And there is no flat space. We're on a narrow ridge. The plan is to take off 30 feet of soil and bedrock, dump it down the 70% slope on the side to create a flat space. It's like there was a mountain, but that doesn't bother us. We can overcome this. And in fact, Bill said that he asked, you know, anyone he's talked to, FERC, Dominion, what about landslides? What about all the potential dangers of this pipeline? And Dominion replied with complete confidence, we can handle this. We have a plan. There is no obstacle. I found myself completely amused by this idea that, like, Dominion could be my personal coach.
Deep in the woods, walkers found orange tape on one tree and then another, which stands for the center line of pipe. In blue to both sides, which landowners have been told stands for the sides of the cleared flat areas. Plenty of tape has worn away or blown down. Melissa continued.
So I found a piece and I've tied it around my wrist so that at times when I feel like, how can I do this? I'm going to take on this crazy to me Dominion attitude of rock slides won't get in my way. It's no problem. Uncrossable terrain. I can handle it. I actually find myself with some hope that despite all the technical challenges there are to becoming a society that uses and depends on renewable energy, because I know there are challenges with wind and there are challenges with solar. But if we take that mindset that Dominion is using now that says we can build this pipeline, even if it's unnecessary, even if it's difficult, even if it's expensive, even if it destroys habitat, even if it creates great unhappiness for people, even if it causes lawsuits, well, let's put that same attitude to we're smart. We can figure out how to harness energy from the sun and make it work. There are brilliant people involved in the energy industry. Let's just use it towards something renewable.
Allegheny Mountain Radio will be hearing from the walkers one more time as the first 2 weeks of their journey wind down in early July. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.